I only want to make three main points. The first is that although, as Alain says, there is a huge amount of continuity in American foreign policy under Obama from the Bush era, far too much continuity, nevertheless, it is also true that the so-called project for the new American century is in deep crisis. You can see that militarily. Obama and the people around him are not even talking about victory anymore. They've reduced their aims in Afghanistan. They've been fought to a standstill in Iraq. The neoconservatives have been defeated in the United States, and most of them are actually out of politics. They're in the dustbin of history, thankfully. And of course, it's also true that domestically, in the United States even, across Europe and amongst virtually everywhere in the world, the majority of people are opposed and have openly opposed to the whole Bush project. Now, I think it's very important that we all agree that everyone who is against the wars, against these wars, is welcome in the anti-war movement. We want to create the biggest, broadest anti-war movement that brings together pacifists, that brings together the Muslim communities, that brings together people also who support the resistance movements in the Middle East. Having said that, I think it is absolutely undeniable that a large part of this crisis for the project for the new American century has been created by the resistance movements in the Middle East and beyond. In Iraq, quite simply, the American coalition has been ground down by wave after wave of resistance. The so-called stabilization of Iraq, which is much exaggerated in the media, has only been won by a huge collective bribe that has been given to tens of thousands of the Sunni resistants who are being paid. Let me just finish the sentence. Being paid by the US Treasury, $300 a month. And in Afghanistan, I mean, there are leading, some of the key generals in the British Army are openly saying that the war in Afghanistan simply cannot be won. And of course, as Alain says, the resistance of the Lebanese people led by Hezbollah and the resistance, the heroic resistance of the Palestinians in Gaza has massively constrained and demoralised the Israeli project, which of course is linked directly to the whole project for the new American century. Now, of course, it is also true that the global anti-war movement, particularly in the Western countries, has played a very, very important part in generating this crisis. It's important to note that the British troops, who are being brought back from Iraq in the next 2 or 3 months, are handing over, not to the Iraqis, but they're handing over power to the Americans, which shows that this is largely a decision that is being driven by British domestic concerns on the part of the government. But the important point is that the crisis that I talk about is actually created by the combination of the anti-war movement on the one hand and the resistance movements that are taking place in the Middle East and elsewhere. And it was precisely by the combination of those two forces that the US imperialism was defeated in the 1970s in its operation in Vietnam. And that's why I believe it is vital that the movement at least listens to the resistance, at least takes the resistance seriously. And part of what we need to be doing is to forge links between the resistance movements and the anti-war movement. And that is why I think it is a very, very bad decision that has been made by sections of the organising committee of these protests in Strasbourg to have vetoed our invitation to one of the leading people of the resistance in the Lebanon, who was going to attend this conference and now is no longer able to. And I'll kind of end by just saying that this isn't just a kind of question of global strategy, it's also a question of the kind of alliances that we all make domestically in building our movements. Because in all of our countries, there are hundreds of thousands or millions of immigrants from the Middle East and from North Africa, many of them who are Muslims. And one of the great strengths of the movement in Britain is that we have had the situation where hundreds of thousands of Muslims have been marching alongside people from the left, people from the anti-war movement and trade unionists. And unless the movement is at least open to a discussion and a debate with the resistance movement, that alliance is simply impossible. I think we can roll back the project for the new American century. I think in many ways we are winning the battle of hearts and minds and we are causing them enormous problems. But that victory can only be achieved, I believe, by forging an alliance between the massive anti-war movement connected to the anti-globalization movement that exists around the world and the resistance movements and in the Middle East, combined with the Middle Eastern communities that exist in all of our countries. That alliance, I believe, can win.
La victoire.
I think this has been a very useful and very important discussion.
Je pense que ça a été une discussion très intéressante et très utile.
It's also true that the anti-war movement represents the overwhelming majority of people around the world. And we must do everything we can to mobilize every strand of that opinion. And so we put no conditions on people coming on our demonstrations or joining our movement. But we should also put no conditions on our attitude to the resistance movements in the Middle East and the people who are fighting the wars conducted by our governments. As a socialist, I have debates and criticisms of all kinds of liberation movements and nationalist movements. Even with the ANC, people make the comparison with the anti-apartheid movement, with the ANC, which has instituted capitalism in South Africa. But our attitude to the resistance and to self-determination is first of all a question of simple democracy. It is up to the Afghan people, it should be up to the Iraqi people, it should be up to the Iranian people how to run their country and how to deal with the occupiers. But it's also a strategic question because it was actually the defeat by the Lebanese people of the Israeli invasion back in 2006 that brought down our own Prime Minister, Tony Blair, in Britain. And it is also strategic in the sense that our sister here says, how can it be possible to even conceive of building movements against imperialism and against racism at home separate from the Muslim activists and the tens of thousands of Muslims who have been marching over the last 2 months and leading the marches over support for the people of Gaza? How can you even think about the left building broad movements against racism without being in partnership with the tens of thousands of Muslims and other people from the Middle East who've been fighting racism in France and in other countries over the last few years? How can it even be possible? We can learn from each other. We can learn from the people who've been leading the demonstrations over Palestine. We can learn from the people in Lebanon who defended their own country and defeated an occupying army. That mutual influence can only take place if we embrace these people as part of our global movement. Thank you very much.